From Spark and Anvil and Weatherforge, this is Press in Chapter 1 of the Weatherforge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Press is a small woodpecker tween, bright red-headed and cream-bodied, attentive-eyed. Quick tapping, her woodpecker beak taps softly when she's thinking.
On a leather cord around her neck hangs a small brass barometer, about the size of a pocket watch, brass-cased, glass-face. The needle quivers gently as Press walks.
She consults it often, taps the glass, watches the needle settle, notes the reading in a small notebook at her hip.
I am Press. The meteorology primitive I teach is air pressure and circulation. The move is read the pressure. Watch the change. Pressure differences make wind.
This is load-bearing. Press embodies the air pressure and circulation primitive, the meteorology craft of understanding that air moves from high pressure toward low pressure, and the movement is the wind.
Most novice weather thinking treats wind as random. It's windy today because, you know, it's windy. That's not the model.
Wind has a cause. The cause is pressure difference. Air piles up in some places, high pressure. Air thins out in others, low pressure. Air flows from high to low. That flow is the wind.
The bigger the pressure difference, the faster the wind. The smaller the difference, the lighter. No difference at all? Calm. That's the whole physics of wind at its simplest.
Press unclips her barometer and places it on the workbench. The needle settles.
Standard sea level pressure is about 1,013 millibars, or 29.92 inches of mercury. That's the baseline. Higher reading means a high pressure system is overhead. Lower means a low pressure system.
The current reading is data. The change over hours and days is the forecast.
Falling barometer, weather is coming. Rising, weather is clearing. Steady, conditions persisting. The needle is a forecaster in miniature.
Press walks the cast through reading weather maps. Look for the H's and the L's. H is high, L is low. Wind flows from H toward L. In the northern hemisphere, the wind curves to the right as it flows. That's the Coriolis effect, Earth's rotation acting on moving air. The curving makes highs spin clockwise and lows spin counterclockwise.
Southern hemisphere reverses, highs counterclockwise, lows clockwise. Same physics, different hemisphere, different curve.
Highs equals sinking air, equals clear skies. Lows equals rising air, equals clouds plus precipitation. Most weather happens at the boundary between systems, fronts. Math teaches those.
Press walks the cast through estimating wind from the map.
Look at the isobars, lines of equal pressure. Where they're closely spaced, strong pressure gradient, strong wind. Where they're widely spaced, weak gradient, light wind.
Wind direction roughly follows the isobars, with a slight inward turn toward the L. That's the curve plus the inward pull of the low.
Once you can read isobars, you can estimate the wind across a whole region before any wind arrows are added. The map shows the pressure. The pressure shows the wind. The wind shows the weather.
There's a part of Press's lesson that's especially important to her.
Reading a barometer is simple practice. Forecasting from a weather map is structured observation. Neither requires advanced degrees.
Meteorology is not advanced science gatekeeping. Farmers have read barometers for centuries. Sailors, lighthouse keepers, village weather watchers, the skills passed person to person, generation to generation.
You can build a school weather station. Track pressure for a year. Notice the patterns. Make forecasts. Compare them to the actual weather. Refine. That's real meteorology. That's exactly what real meteorologists do, with bigger instruments.
I sometimes misread the trend. I think weather is coming and it doesn't, or vice versa. That's not failure, that's forecasting. Pressure is one piece. Mass and loft and brew add more pieces. Reed synthesizes them all. The barometer is a starting place, not a complete answer.
Press grew up in a small village where her family had been the village's barometer readers. The woodpeckers who kept the village's communal barometer on the front porch of the schoolhouse and read it three times each day. Dawn, noon, dusk.
I learned by age six that the patterns emerged over days, not single readings. One reading was a snapshot. Three readings was a trend. A week of trends was a forecast.
She walked to Weatherforge at 22. Gail, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is air pressure and circulation?
Pressure differences make wind. Air piles up at highs, thins at lows, flows from high to low. The flow is the wind. Watch the barometer. Track the change. The needle is your forecaster.
You are appointed.
When students ask me whether reading pressure is hard, I tell them, it is not hard. It is read, plus track, plus watch the change. Pressure differences make wind. The barometer tells you the pressure. The change tells you what's coming.
Pressure differences make wind. Read, plus track, plus watch the change. Falling barometer, weather coming. Rising, clearing. The flow from high to low is the wind.
Press taps the glass once more. The needle settles. The notebook waits. The next reading will tell the next chapter of the next day's weather.
Pressure differences make wind. The flow from high to low. Press is primitive. The brass barometer that forecasts the air.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.